So, good afternoon or good morning, depending on where you are in the world. We've got quite an international audience for this presentation today. My name is Ellis Pratt. The webinar is on recruiting the right technical author. We are recording this webinar for it uploaded to our website if the recording is successful. And there is the opportunity to ask questions at the end. Those questions won't be recorded, but if you are viewing via the website, you'll see a question and answer box on the page, and you can post the questions, and we'll do our best to answer those at the end. So what we will cover today, in about, I would guess, about 30 minutes, are these subjects. Just a little bit about who I am, and then into the issues about recruiting a technical author. What are the key skills to look for, and the personality traits to look for as well? What is the salary range that you should expect to offer? Look at the pros and cons of hiring graduates and considerations around that. Places to find good candidates. Some advice on interviewing technical authors. And then to conclude, a little bit about what Cherryleaf does and how we help people find and place technical authors. Okay. Let me just move on to that. So just a little bit about myself. I'm one of the directors and co-owners of Cherryleaf. We're a technical writing company based in the UK. And one of the things that we offer is also a recruitment service. And we have a specialist recruitment division where we act as an agency to find permanent and contract technical authors. So this presentation is about our experiences doing that particular work and specializing in placing technical authors. So let's dive into the issues around looking for a technical author. And let's start by looking at what are the key skills to look for. Well, in case you're not aware, what technical authors do is essentially create and share knowledge. And in most cases, they're explaining technical things to a non-technical audience. So they have skills of their time writing content and structuring that information so it's easy to find and use. It can include using images and video, but most of the time it's the ability to write clear and simple English. In the UK, that profession is known as a technical author. Elsewhere, in places such as the United States of America, the role is called technical writer. Some technical authors are also called technical communicators. A few places such as IBM are called information developers. And you will also see some go by the name of content developer. In most cases, for permanent roles, the primary job titles are technical author in the UK, and for the rest of the world, technical writer. So why do organizations hire technical authors? And why does it matter in getting those people right? Well, if you hire the wrong technical author and they leave, either because they don't like the role or because you don't think they're suitable for the role, you've got the issues with hiring any incorrect person of staff turnover and the disruption that that can cause. For the work that technical authors are doing, that can affect deadlines of getting products out on time, or creating documentation that's not of a suitable quality, which can lead to increased support costs by people getting stuck or reduced sales because people don't think the products are of a suitable quality. If you preempt and avoid those issues before they go out the door, then you may have wasted time in having to review and fix problems before they go out. And again, if there are mistakes, you've got the risk of litigation as well. So, look, with many roles, it's important that you get the process of recruiting a technical author correct. Now, what are the key skills to look for when you're hiring a technical author? There was some research done on the key skills that organisations prioritise in these sort of roles. I've been trying to look back on my notes to try and find the source for this material, this list, and I'm afraid I couldn't find it. But I think it originated from research done and published in one of the magazines or articles produced by the Society for Technical Communication. But in priority, the key skills that somebody is looking for this particular role are these. The first and foremost skill is good writing skills, being able to write information in a clear and unambiguous way so that it gets the message across. The second key skill that organizations look for is time management skills. Is the author able to get the documentation complete and ready by the deadline? You don't want any delays that would stop you from shipping the product. So having the ability to manage time and deliver projects to schedule is critical for the role of a technical author. Surprisingly, third on the list is actually knowledge about the particular subject that's being described, or what's called domain knowledge. And sometimes organizations think it's terribly important that the author has the ability to know everything already about a particular subject. Actually, technical authors are quite adept at picking up new technologies and new skills and understanding them very quickly. And not having previous domain knowledge in some ways can be their advantage because they can understand and appreciate the situation that a user may be faced with, that they may not be familiar with the application or the domain or subject matter itself as well. There are exceptions. In the city, for example, with trading systems, often it's vital that the person has that particular domain knowledge, and also writing to a technical audience, that can differ as well. And fourth, in terms of priority, is knowledge of the particular authoring tool that you might be using. For example, RoboHelp or Flare or an authoring tool. Again, authors are quite good at picking up a new tool. The exceptions to this are if you have a technical audience. So if you're writing for a programming audience, or if you're writing API documentation, then it does help if the author does have a basic understanding of the technology. Also, if you're writing a structured content environment, if you're writing in DITA or XML, it's a different writing style to a traditional approach, where there may be a more narrative approach. And so having expertise in writing in a single-sourced environment, topic-based contents, sometimes can be quite important. What this means when recruitment agencies are reviewing CVs, or you're getting CVs and you're looking to review them, is that it isn't a situation where you can easily use keyword search to find the people that have the skills that you want. Because what you need to do is look for the signs of good writing skills. So that means reading the CV, seeing if there are any errors that might be in the CV, looking at any examples that they may have published about the content, issues such as that. And that means that it can be quite tricky if an agency is not involved or has a great deal of understanding about the role to determine what is a good and what is a bad technical author. Now, in addition to the particular skills that somebody may have as a technical writer, there may be also issues around their personality and whether that has an impact on how well they do their job. And there has been some research into the personality traits of successful technical authors. Deborah Shapiro Hemstreet did a dissertation as part of her master's degree for technical communication, surveying the personality traits of successful writers, and she kindly shared some of her findings with me. Now, this was with a small sample group, and these were preliminary findings and conclusions. So they only give a rough indication. Don't take this as gospel, this information, but I think it's useful to consider and to bear in mind. And what she found from her survey and from her studies was that the key criteria to what was a successful technical author was that the skills and knowledge that they had wasn't necessarily the be-all and end-all, wasn't the only factors or traits that made a technical author successful. That another factor came into play as well, and that was the person's personality. In her survey and in her study, what she did was she used something called the OCEAN five-factor model for personality. And the O, C, E, A, and N stand for different traits of personality. O for openness, being open to new knowledge. C for conscientiousness. E for extroversion, which is how sociable somebody is, whether they're completely introvert or whether they're extroverts, but really how well they mix with others in the organization. Agreeableness, which you might interpret as how well somebody might cooperate with others in a team. And neuroticism, and this is how stably, from an emotional aspect, somebody is or is not. Now, there were some common traits in terms of those five factors for technical authors. And in general, the three that stood out was that technical authors, by nature, generally, as a type, you can say are open to new ideas and new ways of doing things. That generally they're agreeable people. They get on well with others, not necessarily confrontational. And they're conscientious. The job requires a great deal of issues around getting detail right, and that's reflected in the personality type that's attracted to the role of a technical author. With regards to extroversion, in general, technical authors are stable, steady people. Neuroticism. Technical authors are very low on neuroticism. They're very stable, steady people. In terms of extroversion, by their nature, technical authors tend to be more of the introverted side than extroverted side. Now, people do have a misunderstanding of what's meant by introverted, and the simplest way of understanding it is that introverts tend to be the type of people that can be given a task and will get on with it by themselves, whereas extroverts will want to build a team to get something done and will be tending to want to lead that team. If that team doesn't exist, they may feel stuck and not be able to get started. Now, when it came to that, the criteria, what was different with successful technical authors, they had all the traits that normal technical authors have, but where they stood out, where they were different, was they had the ability to negotiate more, to be more assertive, and to be able to do this negotiation, be more assertive, whilst maintaining good working relationships. So this was a skill to be able to get people to do what you want, or be able to say no in the right situation. So you might describe this in terms of that OCEAN category of being a little bit more extrovert, and to a lesser extent, a little bit less neurotic, which basically is around the issue of being cooperative, of being trusted and liked by others, and having the ability then to negotiate and get things to change to suit them to perform in the best way that they can. A consequence of this can be, and we've heard this from one client in particular, as these traits also lend themselves to the traits that are required for managing agile projects. And technical authors can be the ideal people to actually manage any software project that's run using the Agile methodology. So let's look at the salaries that a technical author will expect, what you'll need to pay for a technical author. Now, in this, we're going to be looking at the salary range for the roles in IT and in the UK, and specifically within the sector of IT. And from some of the job websites that provide statistics, in particular one called IT Jobs Watch, where they look at the salaries advertised in job vacancies. At the moment, for this quarter, for this month, the national average is £35,000. Now, that does vary by a number of different factors. Salaries tend to be greater in the southeast of London, southeast of England, and in London, and tend to be lower the further north in the country that you go. Also, there's variation depending on seniority or level, or whether an author is a junior author or not. And you can probably say those figures are plus or minus 5,000 based on geography, and plus or minus 5,000 depending on seniority. So for a senior author based in the southeast, it may be £10,000 more than the average, and it may be £10,000 less for a junior role in the northeast of the UK. As I said, these are the salaries on average at the moment for the IT sector. In aerospace and defence, the salaries are lower. There is a significant number of technical authors that have a background of being in the armed services and have taken on the role to supplement a pension, and therefore are willing to take a lower salary. The key factors that affect salary and how much you should offer for a particular role and what affects the salaries that people are on, we found to be these four areas. Now, I must say the salary offered and the salary that in-house technical authors currently get may be different, because you may need to offer a more attractive salary in an advert to get new people on board, to get people to move from one company to another, than the salary that's offered to your existing staff. Anyway, the key factors, the primary factors affecting salary is location. The salaries in London and the southeast need to be higher due to cost of living and supply and demand than they would be in the north of the country. Another factor that affects the salaries is domain knowledge. Now, as I said, in many situations, domain knowledge is not critical to the role, but there are a set of situations and vacancies where you need a technical author that does have specialist domain knowledge. In particular, where you're recruiting technical authors to write API documentation. And technical authors with a background in programming who can understand code and can explain it to a technical audience, there are far fewer of those than general mainstream end user technical authors. And as a result of that, because there are fewer of them, the salaries for those type of authors are higher than for the other type of authors. Experience is another factor that affects technical authors, excuse me, but probably after about 10 years experience, it doesn't have a great deal of effect on the salary that a technical author may enjoy. And the final factor that affects salaries is location, in terms of whether the author is able to work totally from home, part of the time from home, whether there's flexibility and whether they can work flexi time, or whether they're able to work a four-day week or a three-day week even. And where there's the ability to get a work-life balance and do those sort of things, then candidates are willing to take a lower salary. Now, some organizations look to hire graduates and train them up to be technical authors. So let's look at that as an aspect. Now, within the UK, that does prove and provide some challenges, because there are no undergraduate courses in technical communication. Indeed, there are only a few master's degree courses in technical communication. So there are no graduates coming out with a background in technical writing. So there are companies that are particularly interested in technical authors that have 2 to 3 years experience. Somebody's just said the volume's a little bit low. I'll just the volume on here if to help people if they can hear me. So because of that demand, if you do hire technical authors as graduates, and because of the demand for experienced technical authors and the shortage of young technical authors coming through, you do need to be aware that they may well be in the position to increase their salary significantly in 18 months to 2 years. Indeed, they could see their salaries increase by 50 to 100%. If you do want to hire graduates and train them up, then you can consider induction courses by companies such as Cherryleaf. We offer an induction course and that can help. But what we would suggest is that in any situation, the way that you do it, you provide bespoke training and mentoring for those new candidates to guide them. Because the theory of writing and the practice of being faced with a project and getting on with it can be quite daunting, and it helps enormously if those authors have a mentor and some training to help them through their early projects. So where do you find good candidates? Well, in the UK, there is no official data on the number of technical authors. In the United States, the STC, the Professional Body for Technical Writers, has just got the Bureau of Labor to agree to a dedicated code specific for the profession of technical writers. In the UK, technical authors are bundled together with copywriters and other writing roles, novelists. So there is no official data on how many technical authors there are. We would estimate that there are between about 3,000 to 5,000 technical authors in this country. Now, from the jobs websites and the roles that are advertised there, we can see that about currently 0.156% of all the IT jobs advertised in the sector are for a technical author. That's roughly 3 in every 2,000 jobs within the technical authoring, within the IT sector are for a technical author. Now, you may spot from this graph, which shows the amount of technical authors out of every, as a percentage of IT, that it's been declining slowly over time. From a peak, from a peak about 8 years ago, 4 in every 1,000, down to about 1 in every 1.5 in every 1,000 roles within IT. So how do we square the issue that salaries are rising and the amount of vacancies as a proportion of IT is declining? And the answer to that is, it looks like, that certainly from the statistics and from experience, that there are actually fewer technical authors available at the moment than there have been before. And there are a number of reasons why that is the case. One is that a lot of technical authors began in the 1970s and 1980s and are starting to look to retire from the role. In the 1970s and 80s, there were organizations such as IBM, Digital, and ICL who would take on graduates in large numbers, and after about 3 or 4 years, a number of those would then move into the mainstream, move on to other roles. Those positions, those companies, don't exist anymore, or certainly not recruiting at those levels. And for those organizations that are, such as IBM, the positions within those companies are sufficiently attractive that they don't want to leave, or fewer of them are leaving. Coupled with that, there is a shortage of native English technical authors in Germany at the moment. So there is a pull to places like the Benelux countries and Germany, extra demand for technical authors in those particular countries, which is also increasing the demand for the technical authors. Excuse me. Now, in some situations, and this was a study done by TACOM a number of years ago, TACOM is the professional body for technical authors in Germany, some people may be doing technical writing, but may not have the official title of a technical author or a technical writer. And it may be a hybrid role, but part of their job is doing technical writing, and it may be doing something like testing or something else, or training. And that does make it hard to find people with the right background. Although it is worth saying that if somebody has been doing some part writing but doesn't have the job title technical author, it's worth considering those for the particular role. Now, it may be worth considering candidates from outside of the technical authoring profession. It may be worth considering candidates who haven't been necessarily technical authors before. What we found, and a number of our clients have found, is that PhD graduates, for example, can be a very good choice for technical writer positions. They have experience of writing from doing their PhD. They also have the intelligence and the ability to analyze and explain something. And they do seem to enjoy and be well suited to the technical writing role, particularly for companies that are working in scientific environments, medical equipment and scientific instrumentation. Another area where we found that people make a good move from technical author into becoming a technical author is people that have a background in teaching and people that have a background in training. We have seen in the past, for example, a number of people with background in teaching physics looking to move away from teaching and become technical authors, and that sometimes has been a good fit. There is an attrition rate within the teaching profession. After a number of years, it can be the case that people no longer want to become teachers. And so it can be a good migration across from one to the other. Because of the issue of there being no undergraduate courses in technical writing in this country, it's a very rare situation where somebody has started post-degree as a technical writer and done that all the way through. In nearly all cases, they've had another job position that hasn't been a technical writer before they become that technical writer or technical author. So what about overseas candidates? What about filling roles with candidates that are not currently based in the UK? Well, there are some limitations over doing that. One is it's often critical that the person writing the documentation is a native English speaker. And there are only a handful of very few countries in the European Union that where English is the native language. Another situation is that for non-European economic area citizens, that's the EU and countries like Switzerland and Norway, in the UK we have a situation where immigration is becoming more restricted and tighter. If you want to recruit somebody from outside of the EEA, there's thresholds in terms of three, which are around about, I think, £18,000 to £20,000. Plus an additional amount if they have children of about £2,500. And if there's an intra-company move and a way of looking to recruit somebody that way, there's a threshold of, I think, £40,000 based on the current restrictions in the UK. It is easier for Australian and New Zealand citizens to get jobs on 2 to 5 year visas through grandparents' visa rules because of the empire connection between those countries and the UK. However, with the relative strength of the Australian dollar and New Zealand dollar and relative weakness of the UK pound, the salaries are less attractive than they used to be for Australian and New Zealand technical authors to move to the UK. But it's still, they do, in practice, they make very good authors. And it is one option. So the other way in terms of looking and finding candidates is through recruitment agencies. And you'll get generalist recruitment agencies that provide or help you fill a range of jobs in IT and elsewhere. And you also get specialist agencies that focus only on technical author roles. Now, the challenge for generalist recruitment agencies is that, as I said before, for the skills that you're looking for, it's very hard to use keyword searches to find the right suitable CVs. It is a case of reading CVs and checking people that way. With margins very low with generalist recruitment agencies, they may not have the time or the system to read and review the CVs. You will pay more in terms of agency fees for a specialist, but they do take the time to read and review candidate CVs and put forward better candidates. You may also have heard that 80% of all positions are filled without employers advertising them, that these have come about through word of mouth. And there has been some research into networking by a person called Mark Granovetter and the power of weak links. And you may have heard of 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon and things like that. What these surveys have found is that these word-of-mouth referrals often go through the same super connectors. But when it comes to networking, there's a what's called a scale-free network that you get a gateways or crossroads, which is a few people that know have lots and lots of connections. So if you want to go that route, you need to find people, for example, on LinkedIn that have lots and lots of connections into the technical writing community. Now, in practice, you'll probably find that those are also the people that are running specialist recruitment agencies as well. So you may end up getting back to that those same type of people. Another option, of course, is not to recruit, and there are technical writing companies out there that provide a project-based managed service for writing projects, Cherryleaf being one of them. And that may be another way of dealing with the need to have an experienced technical writer deal with the issue of struggling to find good candidates in the timescales that you have. Okay, in terms of interviewing, what are the key factors that you need to look for on that? When you're interviewing, these are the aspects that you should consider when interviewing candidates. Based on the skill sets that people have, we know we need to be looking for certain abilities that are there. So you need to be considering, can they write? Are they able to organize content in a clear and unambiguous way? Is there evidence that they can deliver on time? And will they fit into the culture and the team within which they will be working? Now, one of the best ways to do that is to look at their CV. If they've got samples of their work where that's possible, looking at the past examples of the sort of work that they've done. Now, it may be that you want to look at writing tests and giving them a writing test to check their ability. Some authors do resent that and say, well, you wouldn't necessarily ask somebody else to test their ability, but it can be an unnecessary evil. But you can do simple tests on things like how to make a cup of tea and judge whether the people have the ability to write in a clear and unambiguous way. Other signs to look out for: does your candidate look like have a background or indicate that they enjoy puzzling things out? These are good signs to look for if you're taking on a graduate that may not have a track record in writing. Do they enjoy writing? And in terms of projects, are they the type of person where you can give them a job and they'll get on with it, that they're not a wallflower waiting to be spoon-fed information? Now, because of this issue of they're not being technical communicating degrees in the UK for undergraduates, don't be put off if your candidates don't have a degree in technical communication. And also, don't necessarily be put off if they don't have a background at a red brick or Ivy League equivalent university. We do have some clients that want somebody only from the top 5 universities in the country. You will be restricting your pool of suitable candidates to a very low number if you just restrict yourself just to that group of people. And equally, don't be put off if you see a candidate that's been a documentation manager and gone back to becoming a technical writer. In some ways, that can be a positive sign that what they like is the writing role and they want to do more of that. And you will often see people move between being a manager and being a writer. That's not uncommon. And if you find from doing any personality tests that people are more on the introverted side than the extroverted side, then again, don't necessarily worry about that. Introverts, by their nature, are good at being given the project and getting on with that. And that's the sort of person you want as a technical writer. And from the survey, we know that the easiest skills to acquire are the tools knowledge of the authoring tool you're using and the domain knowledge as well. So don't necessarily be put off if they don't have recent experience of the tool that you're using or direct experience of the particular subject matter you're selling or developing. Now, Cherryleaf can help you with these particular things. We have a specialist recruitment agency that places technical authors. We also do project work and have a very popular newsletter. So we position ourselves at the heart of the technical writing community. So we're dealing with people that aren't actively looking for roles as well as those that actively are. And we can also provide writing tests and job descriptions if you're looking to advertise a particular role. Even if you don't use us to fill your positions, and if you're looking to take on graduates, if there's a need for induction training, then we have courses and we provide bespoke training and mentoring for that particular situation. And even if you don't want to recruit and you're looking at alternatives, we can provide contractors and a project service to help you. And contact us if you'd like to explore those in more detail. So to summarize, the ability of a technical author and what you're looking for when you're recruiting for these roles is you want somebody that's good at creating and sharing knowledge, good at puzzling something out. But it is a set where candidates can be hard to find, particularly if you're looking for young authors with maybe just a couple of years' experience. By their nature, they tend to be introverts and good at getting things done. So don't be surprised if their personality reverts to that particular way. If you want to know more about this, then do after this webinar, then you can email myself or watch some of the other webinars or look at our free ebook on recruiting a technical author. And if you search on Google, you'll find us or email me that way. We've now come to the question stage. What I will do is first stop the recording.